Welcome, friends, to Creative Clay's insightful, amazing, incredible programs and their big event on Sunday, November 16th. With me to kind of give us an inside scoop is the CEO, Kim Dorman. Welcome, Kim, to the studio.
Thank you, Annette. I'm glad to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit, first of all, about Creative Clay's mission to help people with disabilities achieve a full and inclusive life by providing expressive educational and vocational experience in the arts.
That's exactly right. We've been in this now celebrating 30 years, and we have over 50 artists now working at Creative Clay, and some of them have been with us for almost those whole 30 years. So we're really excited for this celebration.
Well, you know, I still have the most beautiful profile ever drawn of me from Creative Clay, and I just treasure it. It's sitting right here on my bulletin board looking out at me. I look much younger.
That's wonderful.
So you used to do a street event, and now this thing at the Coliseum this week celebrates folk music and art. Tell us all about this event. Is this a first-time event at the Coliseum?
It is at the Coliseum. It's the first time we're taking the festival inside. We used to be on the street along Central Avenue, and of course, our location has moved. We moved in 2017 to our First Avenue at 19th Street location, and we decided to make this a little bit different kind of celebration, so we're really excited about it. We're going to have the 7 hours of live music, with our headliner being Christy Linné. We're going to have wonderful holiday make and take projects. Well, they don't necessarily have to be for the holidays, but if you want to make your own gifts, this is a perfect opportunity. We've got Stuart Hyatt coming back. He was part of our ArtLink program, which pairs artists with disabilities with a professional artist. They usually work one-on-one, but in this case, Stuart Hyatt, who's a musician and producer, worked with a group of artists, and they made an album together called Shrimp Attack. And Stuart's coming back for the 20th anniversary of that album and has printed 200 vinyl albums to be sold at the event, and he'll have a little listening room for people to take a listen to that. We've also got Missionary Mary coming back, Missionary Mary Proctor, who is a widely known folk artist. She was at every single folk fest we ever did, and she's pretty amazing. She's in the High Museum of Art in Atlanta, the Ethel Art Museum, the Smithsonian Institute, the Metropolitan Museum of Art. She is just an incredible artist, and she's just come back again, and we can't wait to have her.
I think she has her own museum, too, and gallery in Tallahassee. And I know I love her work using found objects like beads and buttons and written messages, and it's deeply personal and spiritual. I cannot wait to see her in person. I think that's just amazing that she is supporting your excellent organization. You also have Jennifer Chandley coming in.
Yes, we do. We're very excited to have Jennifer back. She was an exhibitor in Past Book Fest as well. She's a great supporter. We get to see her pop into Creative Clay every now and then to use our creative thrift store. So we're really happy to have her. We have Articles Gallery with Leslie Curran. Leslie is a sponsor of most of the pieces you're going to find in our spectacular art auction. We have many different artists in that auction, and the auction's already live. If you go to creativeclaycbo.io, it's a ClickBid digital auction, and it's up now. But if you don't want to remember all that, you can just go to our website, and all the links are there, creativeclay.org.
And we will have everything up on our online magazine when we post this, and this will be it'll be just wonderful. You'll be able to get to it. You also have an ArtLink team, Summer Elizabeth and Gina Kenny. I just think this is great. They were making videos together since 2002. Tell us about them.
Well, Summer she has been with Creative Clay for a very long time, probably since 2015. Mm-hmm. And Gina Kenny's been with Creative Clay as a working artist since 2000. So they've worked on a lot of projects together over the years, and we had an anonymous donor see one of the videos they'd made before they were an ArtLink team. They just did a couple really great things, projects together. And he came to me and he said, you know what, I would like to sponsor this team, this ArtLink pair, and see more of what they can do together. And they have produced a wonderful short film called Just Gina. And I have seen it, but we're going to do the premiere at the event. That'll be at 11:15. You'll get to see Summer and Gina come up on stage and introduce their film. It is going to really be wonderful. And both of those ladies are just so heartfelt, and you'll see it shine through in the movie.
I think that this event speaks to the inclusive, supportive, and compassionate and artistic nature that makes St. Pete and our community the Arts Coast. Don't you think so, Kim?
Annette, I couldn't agree more. I love the event. I've always loved it. And, you know, when you get to see, you know, folk artists like Missionary Mary Proctor exhibiting next to some of our artists who are going to be there in our Good Folk Gallery. The Good Folk Gallery is really special this year. We're going to be highlighting our iconic landmarks. And if you purchase an iconic landmark, you'll get a free Creative Clay iconic landmark calendar to take home with you. Those calendars will also be available at the event for sale, but we, of course, would love people to come out and buy these pieces, and you'll be really surprised at the variety.
Well, and you know, honestly, this let's just talk about what kind of good, listen, folks, it's only $10 to go to the Coliseum on Sunday, November 16th from 11 to 6 o'clock. WMNF will be emceeing the event. Radio St. Pete will be live streaming on 96.7 Radio St. Pete. And let me just run down the music with you. 11 o'clock, the Good Folk Band. 11:30, Hibernacula. I said that wrong, probably. 12:30, right, Ella Jett. And then the fabulous Rebecca Pulley at 1:30. 2:30, the Burke Brothers. 3:30, Christopher James. 4:30, Christy Linnae. This is a lot of work, Kim, to get these great artists, musicians, performance, and great food trucks all organized. You've been working on this for months, haven't you?
We have. We have a great team at Creative Clay, and it takes a whole village to create an event like this, and we are very fortunate to have passionate people who love Creative Clay and care about Creative Clay. If you come visit us, you'll meet everyone, and you'll understand that we all love what we do, and this is just going to be a really fun event. I mean, you're going to have fun. And with the, you know, I know that people heard about NASCAR's Armani Williams coming. We got in touch with them in an unusual way, but it all ended up being this meeting we had, and we met Armani. Armani found Creative Clay's website and heard about the event. And his thing is he's the first self-identified autistic NASCAR driver. And he just thought we created this experience where he can come. We got a car, a sponsor, Hal Friedman and Willie Radowski sponsored the car that will be wrapped in J.J. Hitch's artwork.
Get out of here. Are you kidding me? Wow.
So we have NASCAR driver Armani Williams. He's going to speak a bit about being autistic, and his message is to follow your dreams, and, you know, talks about inclusion and the importance of, you know, being out in the world and being a part of the society. And that's exactly what we're doing at Creative Clay with our art connects. And this is a wonderful collaboration with NASCAR and with Armani Williams. And we couldn't have dreamed this up, but it's happening, and it's wonderful. And you get to come out and see the NASCAR truck and meet Armani. He'll be there he'll be there all day, but he'll be at the truck from noon to five. And he would love to meet you. We have hero cards that have the image of the Creative Clay wrap on it by JJ and a little bit about Armani that he'll autograph for you. We also have a new thing that just happened. We have Jason Momoa, the miniature cow. He will be there. We're just bringing everybody in.
Not Honey the Little Pony. Jason Momoa. Oh, gosh, Kim, you're kidding.
I am not kidding. Jason Momoa will be there from noon to 2. And you can – here's another thing that we haven't really advertised because it kind of just all fell into place in the past week. But Waba Farms, where Jason lives, is going to be providing a most spectacular atmosphere of many different kinds of palm trees, and they're going to be all over the Colosseum, in between the tents, and, you know, it's going to be fantastic. So
I hear in your voice that you're just this awe and wonder that things you couldn't even dream, and that is what Creative Clay is about. You dream endless opportunities for the people that you serve who, you know, may have a disability but can express and live full lives through the support of Creative Clay and through the ability to make art. It really is awe and wonder, isn't it?
That's beautifully said. Yes, thank you. It's awesome. It's awesome.
So, you know, if you get hungry, one of my favorite trucks, oh, yummy, Twisted Garden will be there, and Casey Quesadillas. And, you know, I already have talked to so many people that are planning to show up. One likes Mary Proctor. One wants to buy gifts. I want to say this is a family-friendly event, and you should bring your family because it changes how you perceive the world. Can you talk to me a little bit about this inclusive festival and event that you're creating?
Absolutely. I think everybody should come down. We have our member artists who will be there scheduled, and they will be doing portraits. So you can come and you can get a portrait done of everybody in your family together. You can get a portrait done of your dog. You're going to meet the member artists when you're there, and you're going to understand that it's, you know, understanding of how accepting people of all abilities is so important to the health of our society and community. And that is exactly what we do, and that is what this event's all about. And so all families should experience it. And you know, I think that's, I love the way you said it, and it's beautiful and it's true, and you should definitely come and hang out with us for a while. I hope you stay all day. Come at 11 and stay the whole day.
I'm going to have my Christmas card done by the portrait artist. I think every family should have a holiday card. You know, I used to love the UNICEF cards, right? And I'm literally looking at this portrait. Now I'm going to go to tears because I just love this artist, and it was such a wonderful connection. And I have never been better. He captured my soul. And I want to say that this is a very soulful, spiritual experience. It's going to be fun. There's going to be food. There's going to be music. And Kim, what can people do to support you at Creative Clay all year round?
Well, all year round, we have events that are smaller in size, but we have two events every month. You can come and visit us at our First Friday Art Market. That's from 10 to 2. We always have a food truck. And St. Pete Pride just started joining us, and they have a art activity going on, as well as live music. If you want to come to the St. Pete Arts Alliance has a second Saturday art walk in St. Pete, and we've always been a part of that, and so you can come visit us on second Saturdays between 5 and 9, or just pop in. You can pop in. We're open to the public Monday through Friday on 9 to 4, and you can visit the thrift store, the 5 working studios, meet the artists, visit the Good Folk Gallery, look at our beautiful murals. We have a little garden out back. You can just hang out with us anytime.
Well, I plan on doing that, Kim. Folks, if you've just joined me, I have been talking about the good deeds that Creative Clay does with Kim Dorman, who is the CEO, who has worked with them since 2007, became CEO in 2011, and then helped them move to the new location in 2017. This event is this Sunday, November 16th at the Coliseum. We will have all the information up online. It is from 11 to 6, is that right?
That is
on
correct.
That day. And, you know, come and say hi to WMNF and Radio St. Pete. Come say hi to everybody. But most of all, give your support, give your love. And, Kim, we can't thank you enough. Parting words to our listeners before we sign off.
Oh, just please come and join us. You can get all the information you need about how to do that on creativeclay.org. And, you know, this ticket, we suggest a donation of $10, but you can do what you can.
Well, thank you, Kim, for Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. See you Sunday.
All right.